Jaws.
Grappled.
History.
Fuck you like a bird man.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
We'll beat you worse for being a little man.
Atlanta, GA, Hotlanta is the Freebirds town, man.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. A very spirited crowd here today at the Television Sports Arena.
All right, this is Stoney, GWH TV Talk on the Georgia Wrestling History Network, sitting outside of Christenberry Fieldhouse in Augusta, Georgia, with co-host Will Wheeler.
What's up, y'all?
Mikey.
What up?
And sitting in place of Kenny J., our very own, or more like Mikey's very own, Skylar.
Hi.
And she's excited because she is going to see who again?
Mick Foley.
Now, how often do you see, like, a young lady get all excited to see Mick Foley? Usually it's like Dean Ambrose or you know, somebody sexy like that. So, I guess. Disco Inferno. Yeah.
That's right.
So, but we are here in this event. There's a lot of... going on in this event. Eric Bischoff, Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man, Mick Foley, like we said, Jimmy Mouth of the South Heart, and all kinds of crazy people. Want to say that Big Van Vader, due to health problems, won't be making it, but in his place, we understand that Lex Luger will be showing up, a much smaller Lex Luger.
That's right, the total package.
The total, well, he's kind of what's left of the package. But
it's
all cool, and we want to throw props out to a local business in town,
Allegiance Ink Tattoo.
Allegiance Ink Tattoo, one of the sponsors of this event right here, and one of the reasons why we're here, and of course also a sponsor of Mike's show, which is coming up in a few days. Super Bob.
Thursday, March 29th, my mom's birthday. Come on out.
There you go. So come celebrate Mikey Mom birthday.
That's right.
So, but the line is growing, but we see a lot of VIP passes. So that's really cool. And tickets.
Just seen a hot chick.
So,
hot chick.
Mikey and
hot
his
chick.
Hot chicks.
Hot chicks.
So, but we know this is Augusta, Georgia, and usually in Augusta, Georgia, that means that people just come out for anything. So there's no wrestling fans here. There's no wrestling fans here.
Or is there?
So, really? There's any wrestling fans here?
Yeah!
Okay, they're kind of fans. I mean, they're just kind of like, we're wrestling fans. I don't know. So, okay. Stoney, GWH, Georgia Wrestling History Television. Are there any wrestling fans here?
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah.
So, and what's really, really cool is Viral Pro Wrestling out of Thompson, Georgia, provided the ring for tonight's event. And speaking of which, we got Justin right here. What's up, baby?
How's it going?
You looking good. Look at you. Look at you. So, we got some locals that are wrestling tonight, man. Can you tell us who's wrestling? This won't play till tomorrow, so you can tell us.
Oh, yeah. We got a matchup from Viral Pro featuring Sean Legacy and Owen Knight.
Oh, man, some nominees for the Georgia History Awards, Wrestling History Awards. Anybody else?
And you can also see Adrian Armour and Murder One, the Hierarchy, in tag action here tonight.
All right.
So that's going to be good.
There you go. Cool. And you guys been here all day setting things up?
Been here since 9 in the morning. So.
9 o'clock. See, guys, if you think it doesn't take work to put on a wrestling show, you just don't know. So what's left to do? You guys got everything ready?
Yeah, everything's set. We're just sitting back, chilling, waiting for the doors open and the party begins.
Cool. And what are you looking most forward to? Because you're here helping, but you're a wrestling fan.
Yes. I'm looking forward to seeing one of my childhood idols and Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
DiBiase. There you go. So,
you guys have a new DVD out.
New DVD, Ted DiBiase. There you go. So all of us outside, any idea what we should expect? I mean, I know everybody's got their passes and what they think's going to happen.
Yeah, from what I've heard, they got a live Q&A panel with various legends. You can ask them anything you want. They'll answer your questions. And then they're going to do live autograph sessions and everything, get your pictures with them. And then to top it all off at the end of the night, an action-packed night of in-ring action.
Well, there you go. You know, what usually happens at these is you get, like, things like Dave Wills going, it's still real to me, damn it. So I wonder if we'll have somebody in the audience that'll, like, go viral. They'll go viral. Maybe somebody in the audience will go viral like Dave Wills did, like, 20 years ago. And it'd be really cool. Maybe it'll be you.
Maybe.
Maybe we come up with a stupid question you can ask, and you can cry, and you can go viral. That would be cool. That'd be cool. So that would be better than like that band that played in Augusta, Georgia, that played the Bad Pink Floyd cover that everybody said is the worst band ever and went viral. So. Okay, so really quick, because we're also pimping stuff, let us know what's going on April 14th.
April 14th at the Sweetwater Park Gym in Thompson, Georgia, Viral Pro Wrestling is having their third biggest show of the year, Survival. And you can get tickets online at TicketBud.com for that. And featured on that card, we have WWE Hall of Famers and current VPW Tag Champions, the Rock and Roll Express, as well as many others, including Chris Mayne, Shane Hexen, Chip Day, and all your favorites.
Cool. They're opening up the doors. We're going to go in, man. Thanks for talking to us.
It's great being here, man.
All right, man. Good job. All right. So we are going in. Oh, hey, my boys are, like, taking off without me. So we got Red NWO in the line. All right, who are you looking forward to seeing the most today?
Mick Foley.
And what about you?
Same as him.
Mick Foley. We got Mick Foley's fans in the house. Look, you need to hang out with her. She wants to see Mick Foley. So.
I also got Ted DiBiase's book right here.
Yep, Ted DiBiase.
Oh, let me see.
You better watch it. I wouldn't hand that to him.
That's not the one, but that is a good book.
It's more of a Christian book, but it's still his book.
Yeah, he might be selling that book today if you still have some left, maybe.
There you go.
I had this years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he has some left.
Cool.
Dang,
so we are standing in line. Will still has yet to get his pass, but he's got his piece of paper, so he's good as gold. And we are going in. And there's a good line for the VIP tickets. So, yeah. We heard that the, what's it called? What sold out? The ring?
Upper bowl.
That sounds nasty. That sounds like the part that you want to make sure is clean before you sit down, right? All right, Mike, stop looking at the talent. So,
looking, man. She had a nice cell phone in her pocket.
Nice cell phone.
Mike, how you doing?
Bo Chavis.
Oh, I got you. My bad. It's nice putting Facebook friends with a person.
So there you go. So
I thought next you were going to tell me you were in a band and had a demo.
You better, dude.
All right. So who's Bo? Who is Bo looking forward to see the most?
No, all of them.
All of them.
What about you?
What?
Who are you looking forward to seeing the most today?
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley. Everybody wants to see Mick Foley. Is there anybody want to see anybody other than Mick Foley? It's Mick Foley Day. All right. It's Mick Foley Day. We're going to have to let Mick Foley know that everybody loves him more than anybody else.
Is that dude having to go over there?
So.
No, he was checking his hotel.
All right, as we walk in, this is a slow line.
No, they gotta check things.
But it's security. They got to make sure nobody's carrying a aluminum foil covered cucumber in their pants. Skylar's too young to know this, the reference for that. So, right. So is everybody up here also looking forward to seeing Mick Foley the most?
Yes. No, everybody.
No? What about you guys? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Steamboat.
Amen, dude. Yes, one of the greatest. What about you?
Steve Yossi.
All right. Mick Foley. He obviously wants to see Mick Foley. Look at his shirt. Yeah.
Rock and sock.
He's got Mick Foley.
Yeah, Mick Foley.
Oh, what about you? Who you
Mick Foley. Mick Foley.
Mick Foley. It's a Mick Foley kind of day.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Skylar, you are part of the in crowd. You were on the cool crowd today.
That's new.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, here we got somebody coming in who's already got their poster.
Yeah.
And
that's,
stuff.
That's Phillip's son. That's a big time. That's right a Jacob there. Right there.
All right. Up. And here comes one of our great members of the Force.
The Force.
Good job. Going to be a good job. Make sure we're safe today. We can kind of see inside. If you've never been here, when you first walk in outside of Christenberry, there's a track around the outside with things to work out. And then it is kind of a bowl.
Yeah.
It is. Because of my experience in there, they had the Witten facility. They had many events here, the high school basketball. In fact, my experience with the Christian Mary, I was part of the biggest high school basketball game ever in the state of Georgia history and Augusta history. Westside playing Thompson in the 95 Region 3 AAA semifinals here at the Christian Mary, a sold-out venue. People were having to sit right by the bench, and here I was on the bench. It was a beautiful experience, my brother. It was great. I mean, here it is. We get to see this was a high-impact moment. Tonight's going to be a high-impact moment. So this place means a lot to me.
There you go. There you
hey,
go.
Hey, Ron, they got beer?
What? Beer, no.
No.
Oh, you're going to die.
No beer in the house. So, so well, we now know why some wrestlers aren't here.
We know why Joe's not coming.
We know why Joe's not here. We know why Scott Hall's not here. So apparently when we go in line, they're going to, as a VIP, they're going to give us a bunch of stuff that we get towed around.
Yeah.
We should have brought happy sacks, you know, to carry our stuff in.
Or bags.
Isn't that the same thing?
It is a bag. It's a happy
sack.
Oh,
we're just going to all put our stuff in your happy sack.
Because we like you. Because we like you, Scott. No, that's why. You're awesome.
Oh, aren't you? It's definitely a Beasley.
It's very much like, what's going on?
All right, much like a concert, there is like a run through here, so I'm not really sure what the deal is. I think
it's like a downward upward line or something.
I see t-shirts. I see all kinds of stuff.
You go through that little curtain thing.
And then you go through the Metro PCS. So, but the line has grown
exponentially.
Yes. I see a Hulkamania shirt in the back.
So.
A what?
We even have the NWO Wolfpack in the house tonight.
Sweet.
And the black and white, the original NWO. So we got NWO black and white. Wonder if we're going to get a promo with these guys tonight because they are legendary up in here. Because we not only you guys going to see Bischoff, your mentor, so what you going to say to him tonight?
I really don't know. I'm kind of nervous meeting him, to be honest.
I think we all are when we meet our heroes, my friend.
It's my second year doing
it. Oh, sweet, man. Sweet.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
So, you know, we told the story earlier of going to Einstein Bagels and buying coffee and running into Eric Bischoff. So let's see what's going on here. There's, like, the big poster and there's a little poster. I'm not really sure what's what. So Mike is prepared because Mike has brought, like, $500 to buy merch.
I got six of them shirts. I feel you, man. That was a highlight of my college life.
Next. All right, we're just going to hang together. So,
there you are.
All right, so this is cool. They got a great setup here.
Which arm? Does it matter?
Okay.
I'm listening.
All right. There you go. Great setup here. They've got their stuff together here. I'm telling you. But we're going to get back and talk to people in a minute. See ya.
Everybody's got a price for the $1 million man.
All right. Once again, Stoney here. GWH TV Talk, and we are in Augusta, Georgia, Chris Berry Field for Legends of Wrestling 2. And I'm here with Joshua Hancock from VBW. How you doing?
Doing great, man. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. I took a little bit of a fall down the concrete steps, but it's okay. I think I pulled it off Ric Flair style, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah.
So
luckily, I didn't see that. I would have laughed my ass off.
You were looking pretty spiffy there in your Legends of Wrestling polo.
Yes, sir. We're working Legends of Wrestling tonight. They're using our ring from Viral Pro Wrestling, and we have four or five guys on the card as well from Viral Pro.
There you go. So see, all you other independent companies, if you work really, really, really hard, maybe you will get the coolness of VPW. But that's because VPW works really, really hard at what they do, and they put on a good show. They're professional. They deliver what they say they're going to deliver, right?
Yes, sir. If we say we're going to have somebody on the card, they're going to be there. And like I said, we deliver and give an action-packed show every time.
There you go. And like you said, we have some locals that are going to be on the card later on tonight.
Yes, sir. We have Sean Legacy from Viral Pro Wrestling. We have our Outbreak champion, Owen Knight, which is going to defend tonight on the card, the Hierarchy. is one of our tag teams we have in Viral Pro Wrestling, and we also have the VPW champion, Chris Main, that's going to be here tonight.
Chris Main, all right. And one thing I know you guys are going to be advertising is you guys have a huge event coming up as well that we've been talking about, April 14th, Thompson, Georgia, Clearwater Gymnasium.
Sweetwater
Gymnasium.
Yes, sir.
And tell us about that. You guys have an event there every other month, and this is a pretty big event.
This is like our second biggest event of the year. We just had Holiday Havoc back in December. Survival's our big spring event. We have the Viral Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions coming back, the Rock and Roll Express, which are WWE Hall of Famers.
The Rock and Roll Express are VPW champs.
Yes, sir. That's amazing. I mean, these guys are legends back from the 80s. They've held numerous tag titles in all organizations they've been in, and now they are current Viral Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, legends just don't accept any little old belt that you hand them.
That's right. They came in, and they faced the Monster Squad, which was the most dominant team in VPW, and their knowledge and their skill and their, you know, just being the legends they are, came in and outsmarted the Monster Squad and took the titles from them.
There you go. So you're going to have that, as well as all the stars of VPW are going to be there. Come out, come early. You guys are also doing a community thing there too, BeTheMatch.com, where people can come up and register to be tested, to be donors for marrow transplants for people who are dealing with blood cancer.
That's right. We're partnering with Be the Match this time, and we're going to have all of our talent, our wrestlers will be on hand. They will be also registering to be a match for someone, and as well as any fan that wants to come in and also register to be a match, that'll be awesome. I mean, the more people that volunteer, the more people we can help cure.
There you go. And that doesn't mean that you guys have to be poked or prodded with anything that night. Anybody between the ages of 18 and 44, I believe, all you do is you swab yourself in the mouth, you put it in a thing. D. Johnson, who's representing him locally, will be on hand to make sure that all the stuff gets sent in. Doing that in different places at different events. Figured that VPW, for an 18 to 44 crowd, there's not a better place to find that age group of a crowd.
Right.
So, and fans, wrestling fans have always been known to be the type that would jump on community causes.
Yes. We try to partner with the community as much as we can. We are a family-oriented organization. Our fans range from anywhere from 3 years old up to 65 years old, you know, and it's a family-friendly event. And anything we can do to help the community, we're there for them.
And I'm going to ask you the same thing I ask people in line, because first and foremost, while you are the owner of VPW, you are first and foremost a fan of wrestling.
Yes, sir, I am.
So who are you looking most forward to seeing, either meeting or seeing or whatever today?
I've always been a fan of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Yes.
It's turned out that it seems to be Mick Foley Day. Everybody
right.
in line wanted to meet Mick Foley.
Right. I'm an old fan of the NWA and the Steamboat and Flair days, and I like Ricky Steamboat. I'm also anxious to meet Eric Bischoff. With me being a wrestling owner as well, you know, maybe pick his brain a little bit since he was president of WCW.
There you go. Just make sure you pick the correct part of the brain and not
right.
the part that, you know. So.
Right.
See, I mean, I bet you could go either way. You could be meeting Eric Bischoff or Russo.
I'd rather go with Bischoff.
Me too. Yeah, right? So, I mean, it's kind of funny. What's it? Controversy creates. Yes.
Yeah.
So, well, not from everybody, because Russo definitely was controversial. Just.
Right.
You know, so, but anyway, I'm going to move on, and we are going to talk to some more people as we get ready for this great event. I think some Q&As are about to start here in a minute, but yeah, have an awesome show, and thank you so much.
Thank
man.
You, and you guys come out April 14th, Sweetwater Gym. Tickets start at just $10.
All right, and where can they buy those online?
Ticketbud.com.
Ticketbud.
Just look up Ticketbud.com, Viral Pro Wrestling.
There you go. All right, thanks, Josh. This is pretty cool. The lighting rig is pretty crazy. Look at this. There you go. That's what you need right there. Scaffolding with crazy lights. So, Well, this is pretty cool. Look at all the basketball. All right, I'm going, like, behind the way. So, Justin's coming with us. Come on, Justin. Going behind the way, and it's really, really cool. You know who's going to be jealous? Will's going to be jealous because Will actually, I believe, played or coached basketball here. So we call him Coach Will Wheeler is what we call him. All right. Cool, cool. All right, so who do we have over here that's wrestling locally?
She's on the card. I don't know where she's from.
Hey, how's it going? So. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to go down the line. And who's this I'm talking to?
Casey Lennox.
And you are wrestling tonight?
I am.
Awesome.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Cool, cool. It's my debut here.
Your debut period or debut?
Oh, no. Debut in Georgia and
I was
and
about
here.
To say, I don't think that you just like show up one day and you get thrown on a card like this.
I mean, it kind of did happen that way, but whatever.
So do you know who you're wrestling yet?
I do. I'm wrestling Chelsea Durden and Priscilla Kelly.
Oh, that's going to be so cool.
It's going to be dope. I'm excited. It's my first time wrestling Priscilla. I'm excited.
Nice.
I'm, like, really happy.
Cool, cool, cool. And where do you normally wrestle?
Orlando and then all over Florida.
All over Florida. Okay. Still in our Georgia Wrestling History Network territory. So thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. And okay, we're going down the line. We see somebody else signing. And you are?
Selena De La Renta.
I'm not even going to try to say that. Say it again.
Selena De La Renta.
All right, and you're wrestling?
I'm not wrestling. I'm representing Dirty Blondes.
That's even cooler. I'm kind of Dirty Blonde.
All right. So. I'll represent you, too.
Well, awesome. And you're up here from?
I come from Florida, Orlando, Florida.
Oh, okay. So we have Florida in the house. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Guys right here and legends are in the back.
Okay. All right. So as I go down the line, who's who? As I go down the line, who's who? Well, I know who this is. All right. Yeah, okay. But that's Georgia Wrestling History.
Have you asked anybody or any permission or anything?
I talked to Frank.
Talked to Frank?
Yes, sir. It's my ring you guys are using, and, okay. And he told me we have access to come back here.
Okay, but make everything, you know, nice. And
yes, sir.
Okay?
I understand. Yes,
right,
sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fine. Just tell him Frank told you so.
Yes, sir.
Just, all right?
Okay.
No problem.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So.
It's his organization.
Okay, so I'm walking down the row and people are eating, and you're and who are you again?
My name is Owen Knight.
I know this.
What? You didn't ask me who I was.
You're one of my favorite wrestlers at BPW.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Matter of fact, I mean, I think two times in a row, I think I, as I was commentating, if I remember correctly, I kind of picked you. I'm that good. I should go to Vegas.
Yes, you should. You should. We should both go to Vegas.
There you go.
I try to win a house. We should both go to Vegas. We can go gambling on it. Well, you gamble. I'm going to just collect, and we'll distribute.
I don't even drink. I don't even drink the free drinks.
I drink.
Well, there you go.
You gambling. You got to be focused like to gamble. And it there was win. Go. There you go. Yeah, oh, there you go. I'm tough.
Yeah. So, and who are you going to be? Who are you wrestling?
I'm wrestling Sean Legacy.
Sean Legacy. That is going to be a classic match.
I'm going to kick his ass.
You should.
I'm kicking the face.
I think you really should.
Kick him twice.
So, well, at least we're not at the old Center 7G with the sign that says no kicking people in the face. So that's
oh,
good.
There's a sign that says that?
There used to be.
Oh. Am I allowed to curse?
Sure.
Oh, well. Well, yeah. I just wanted to make sure because I said, yeah. But, yeah. I'm gonna beat him. Cool, you should cool. Get you some food.
No. I can't. So. And who's and who's this rocking over here also eating food?
Uh-oh. This is Adrian Armour.
Adrian Armour. And who are you wrestling?
I don't know. I just know me, myself, and Murder One are just going to cause havoc.
Oh, the hierarchy.
Yeah, the hierarchy is going to be here.
Yep.
We're always around, so we're always here.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to get out of here. All right. We are going to get out because they're about to have their meeting before the show, and we are going to take ourselves back outside. But we'll talk to you later.
There's a clothesline right off the apron.
Come on, Sting, Bang Bang! Bang Bang!
Down in Arizona, and it was going to end right at 11:59. We were going to have a three count. So that was the one thing I really wanted to do, and I wasn't able to do. I think it would have been a biggie. And the reason we didn't do it, quite honestly, is because nobody at Turner Broadcasting wanted to work on New Year's Eve.
Sean.
Does that suck?
All right, we are here at Legends of Wrestling still. We are in line again here with Will.
We are about to see Road Warrior Animal, Bushwhacker Luke, and Ricky, the Dragon Steamboat, baby.
And they just were doing a Q&A with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and Eric Bischoff, and swapping off currently on stage the Nasty Boys, Mick Foley, Lex Luger, and, of course, Jimmy Mouth of the South Park. But, yeah, we're about to go and get some more pictures taken, and it's really, really cool. And, you know, the cool part about it, also cool, as part of VIP, there's food. They're really treating people well here.
Willie Jules, and let me see, Pot Smoker Barbecue.
Pot Smoker Barbecue. Their catchphrase, I believe, is, "You can smell our butts from a mile away." I've always liked that. Always really liked that, so... But yeah,
we're about to get a picture with Ricky the Dragon fucking Steamboat.
Ricky the Dragon
Best
Steamboat.
Best match ever. Best match in history.
Make sure to tell him, guys, happy belated birthday. Of course, we talked about his birthday a couple weeks ago.
Word.
Birthdays.
Yes. That's right.
All right, well.
And also his greatest rival and best friend, Ric Flair, had a birthday around that same time, too.
That's right. So, and here we go. So, hey, apparently you can put on the pads.
The skull spiky shoulder pads.
The shoulder pads for the Road Warriors. So is anybody here going to do that? Nobody?
Will's doing it. I might. Yeah, I'm going to probably do it.
Will's going to do it. I don't know if it'll fit on Will, but he's got them big muscles.
I'm sure if it'll fit on Road Warrior Animal, it'll fit on Will.
Yep, it's possible. I don't know. Might not be able to get over Will's chest.
No, Road Warrior Animal's chest is twice as big as mine. Look at me like, wait a minute. They look at me like, can they see me coming in? Wait a minute. Are you one of the talent? No, I'm just a fan.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to get back to this. More of this on the show.
I also like how the Mick Foley, the Nasty Boys, and Jimmy Hart just did their own thing and sat on front of the stage to make Lex not feel out of place because he's in a wheelchair. That's cool.
That is really cool.
That's awesome.
So if you get a chance, GWHTV on Facebook, TV Talk. We'll be posting pictures from the event. But you don't really need to go there because I'm sure there are hundreds of people here that are posting pictures as we go.
If that dude wore them, anybody can wear them.
That's right.
That dude's a beast.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, Stoney with GWHTV Talk, and the Q&A and the photo sessions is really cool, but now autograph sessions, all of the legends. And, yeah, we're marking out right here, big time. Got our posters. People standing in line. Let me see that poster. All right, Mick Foley, Eric Bischoff, Lex Luger, Million Dollar Man, Jimmy Outside Hart, the Nasty Boys, the legendary Ricky Steamboat, Bushwhacker, Luke. We got everybody. And Road Warrior Animal right here in the house. It's awesome. The fans have come out. Are you a fan?
Of course.
Skylar's hanging out with us. Rockstar Mike's hanging out with us. Coach Will Wheeler. Really cool stuff. So, just going to keep talking and talking.
Yeah, Luger likes my physique, by the way. He knows I live in the gym, so that just made my whole year right there. Thank you, Mr. Luger.
Okay. Well, not 100% sure how to take that, but all right. So, all right. So, the Q&A was really, really cool. The fans asked some great questions. But, of course, you know, what fans know wrestling better than fans in the South? Sorry, you guys up there in Connecticut, New York, Boston, you guys just don't know wrestling like wrestling fans in the South. Right? Georgia wrestling history. You guys just don't know. So, if you want to know, come on, we'll take on all comers. Right, Will?
That's right, baby.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we've already stood in line and talked to Lex Luger. We are in line now to talk to the Million Dollar Man himself,
Ted DiBiase.
We can do that because we paid the price to get in, right?
Everybody's got a price.
That's right. So, but we're going to keep talking and talking and walking. A match is coming up pretty soon here at the Augusta version of Fan Fest, Legends of Wrestling 2. All right, we are standing in the last line of the night, the Mick Foley line. And it's true what they said in line earlier. Mick Foley is the popular person at this event. His line has been the longest, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so we're still in it.
So
I ordered two pizzas, some steak out, but
hey, Rob.
It hadn't even come yet.
So we are, like, in the last line. Mick Foley, there's a few people in front of us. There's still a few people signing, but Mick's pretty much the last guy left. But it's all good. Sucking back monsters. All right, here we go. We are about to hook up with the man.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Foley.
Yeah, that's hard, Tony.
Last one, awesome. Thank you, sir. All right, the first match of the night. VPW Outbreak champion Owen Knight is taking on Sean Legacy. These are two of the hottest up-and-comer indie wrestlers in the Southeast in Georgia. This is a non-title match. Chris Wiggins officiating. And I'm not going to do the old action thing. I'm pretty much just putting this down so you guys know what the lowdown is, but this expects to possibly be one of the hot matches of the night. All right, wrestling fans, once again, Stoney. Was it GWH TV Talks in here with Will, Skyler? Mikey's off, like, unloading the bladder.
Yeah.
We just sat through the first half of the wrestling card, and we're going to go ahead and give you the lowdown. The night started off really, really good with wrestling. Bischoff being called to the ring, followed by Mick Foley. They had a little talk back and forth. Lex Luger came out.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, just great seeing it. The crowd was hot. This crowd has been hot all night. And, I mean, just looking at the crowd, the interaction, how they tell them the story. You boys from up north, you might want to take notes with your screenwriters. You see it, the selling of the arms, the fans getting into it, and the telling a story. I haven't seen one botched move. It's how wrestling should be.
That's right. And right off the bat, Mike was kind of surprised. I said, when they announced the first match to come out, I was like, oh, this is going to be a hot match. The first match of the night featured a couple of the hottest indie prospects in the Southeast. Start off with Viral Pro Wrestling Outbreak champion Owen Knight taking on Sean Legacy, two guys that have been getting a lot of kudos lately.
And they delivered. Both them boys delivered as advertised.
Both had a chance of winning the match, but in the end, Legacy wins via pinfall.
And what a talent, man. These guys, I love these guys. I'm telling you, you want to check these, you're going to see these guys come April 14th at Sweetwater Gym in Thompson. So you best better check these guys out. These guys can go.
That's right. Yeah, that one could have gone either way. And then, who was it came out? Jimmy Mouth of the South Heart came out.
He came out and introduced the ladies.
Said that we're going to have the first ever Legends of Wrestling ladies match. We had Megan, Simone, Priscilla Kelly, and Chelsea Durden.
Yeah.
A triple threat three-way match, depending on how you want to call it. Chelsea Durden, your winner.
Yes.
Match was pretty good, a little bit loose, but pretty good.
Yeah.
And then in our third match in the first half, Darby Allin took on a valiant fight against Saeed Al-Sabah, but came up just short.
And it was a good match, good story. What I loved about it was how Saeed worked the arm. I mean, he worked a body part. He pulled an Anderson tail with the arm. And I thought that was an ingenious storytelling. And he worked and sold that arm the whole match. I thought that was ingenious.
All right, in our last match before intermission, Will got pretty excited. Who do they bring out to the ring to start off with that one?
Kagus, who was a former NWA World Champion with the Colonel. I'd never seen the program. I'd always wanted to see this guy. I heard a lot of good things. And the Tokyo Monster Kagus delivered. He's a good talent.
That's right. He took on
Jake St. Patrick's, who brought out his own surprise corner mate in
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And what a surprise and what a pop for the crowd. What a smash. What a storyline. I mean, it ended. You had your ref bump. And, you know, you're wondering, oh, gosh, this is going, the heel dirty, his heel's going to do her dirty tactic. And they grabbed Kagus. Kagus hit misses and hits his manager, and then Steamboat hits his chop and then leads into the finish by Mr. St. Patrick and gets the 1-2-3.
That's right. So four hot matches, and we're excited because, as you guys will know, obviously later on, there's a huge battle royal. All kinds of fun stuff coming up.
Oh, I love battle royals.
Yep. So, I think there's going to be, I will be willing to bet there's a surprise in that battle royal.
Oh, yeah. Battle royals always have a surprise. You just never know who's going to show up in a battle royal.
That's right. I mean, we could get lucky. I mean, bro, we know. Bro, no, that's not going to happen. No.
Hey.
We don't know. Nah, that could happen, but nah.
Somebody might come out to the ring. Hey, man, you got Lord Tam. Nah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, baby.
All right, so we're gonna chill. We're going to enjoy intermission, and we're going to come back here in a little bit. Of course, you're hearing this all on the GWH Radio Network the day after it happens. So, cool.
Yeah. That's me, baby.
We'll be right back in a minute.
All right, Stoney from GWH TV Talk here once again with Mikey.
What up?
And, of course, Will.
Yo, baby.
And we got Skyler sitting in for Kenny J. We just sat through the event. We're going to give you a little bit of the second half. After intermission, what was it, Anubis took on QT Marshall.
And it was a classic big man match. They did all the big man spots. QT Marshall with the schoolboy roll up in the corner, which was very good. I mean, it was a good big man spot match, but just good technical wrestling all around. QT Marshall looks pretty good, and this Anubis is very impressive.
That's right. The Dirty Blondes with Selena came out and took on the Hierarchy, but they brought out somebody on their own.
They brought out Bushwhacker Luke, and what a tag team match. I mean, the formula of the old school tag, you had the heels dominate the baby, and then the hot tag to murder one, house is cleaned, and then the whole thing of interference. Man, you just had a tremendous old school tag team match. If you want to watch an old school tag team match, storytelling is, that was it tonight.
That's right. Great match. Of course, the Hierarchy regulars at Viral Pro Wrestling. And then Eric Bischoff came out with the $1 million man.
Ha, 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 ha. The $100,000 battle royal.
The $100,000 battle royal had some different wrestlers. Cody Vance, Espada, Snoop Strikes, Alexander Zane, Hierarchy, Sean Legacy, BBW champ, Chris Maine, Saviva Sabah once again, QT Marshall, Campos, a bunch of other people, a special WCW wrestler, Glacier called out, made it to the top three.
Oh, yes. And the Mangler was the winner, and I was given a fact from a colleague of mine, the building coordinator, Jason Grebeck, told me that Mangler was a Knobs guy. He was trained by Knobs and runs a promotion out of Wichita and was in the WWE, so to speak. And I was really impressed with the Mangler's look, had the classic heel look, really drew heat from the crowd. I really like that guy, even though he did have a kid and play haircut.
There you go. I mean, that was last three in the ring, the Mangler, Glacier,
and sexy Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker, and the Mangler tossed out Glacier. And just when Johnny Walker was celebrating, the Mangler tossed him out and won and kind of called out the legends.
Yeah.
Which kind of brought out
Jimmy Hart, the Nasty Boys, and Road Warrior Animal. And, oh, my gosh, we had the spot that just got me popping so hard. The Nasty Boys did the pit stop with Road Warrior Animal throwing them into the armpit. And then Animal clothesline and throwing the Mangler over the top rope with the Nasty Boys ripping the check saying that legends never die.
That's right. That's right. Belts change, but legends never die.
That's right, brother.
So we're gonna wrap this up, and we're going to take it home. So once again, for Kenny J, who cannot be with us, but of course we had Skylar here. So Skylar, say goodbye.
Bye.
And so we got to ask Skylar. Skylar, what was that? What was your highlight?
My highlight was getting a high five from Bushwalker. That was my high five.
There you go. Her highlight. Okay, what's your highlight?
My highlight was during the autograph session. I get to talk nutrition and fitness with Lex Luger and Ricky Steamboat, and the fact that Luger knew I worked out in the gym, and so did Steamboat. He was very curious about my diet, so that was my highlight, and also the great wrestling.
There you go. And, Mike, your highlight of Legends
with Will team? Talking to Ricky Steamboat for, like, 2 minutes straight about diet. I actually accidentally asked him something about Will, and then he just went off.
There you go. And me personally, I would say the highlight, my personal highlight, would, of course, having a few words with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and being able to wish him a belated happy birthday. We talked about wished him happy birthday a few weeks ago. So, hey, for my guys here, my boys, GWH TV Talk, thank you for listening. We had a great time, and we are going to head on out because I think Peebus is hungry.
That's right.
So. All right, and we want to do, right before we go, quick shout-out to VPW, Vial Pro Wrestling, out of Thompson. Remember, April 14th in Thompson, Georgia, great, great event. The Rock and Roll Express will be defending the Vial Pro Wrestling Tag Team titles. So come on out, and we will see you later. And if you're listening, you're going anywhere, whatever, be safe getting home, and everybody here will be safe. Peace out. Say bye, Will.
Later, y'all, and it was awesome.
Just
raffle
history.
Fuck
you
like a birthday.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
We'll beat your work for being a little man.
Atlanta, GA, Hotlanta is the free verse town, man.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. A very spirited crowd here today at the Television Sports Arena.